Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 70, The Work of Divorced Women in the Church. If I do not do it, then who will? If it is not to be done now, when will it be done? If not done here, then where? These are valid questions to be asked about the Lord's work by divorced women. Because you are divorced, you will find not that your responsibilities have been decreased, but that your opportunities are greater than before your divorce. You may find, however, that these opportunities and responsibilities are in different areas than formerly. Most people work for the Lord in areas of their interest and competence, since that is where they feel useful and comfortable. Because divorce is such a severe upset in life, you may discover that your interest and feelings of self-assurance in certain areas have changed. Now an entirely different array of work may seem more attractive than the things you used to do. You may wish to discontinue some of your former activities so that you can start doing different kinds of things. For example, you may feel more comfortable teaching a class of older, married, widowed, and divorced women, where before your divorce, you enjoyed teaching the young married women's class. You might wish for a little while not to teach a class or to hold home Bible studies, choosing rather to do art and craft work or lesson preparation for children's classes. It is not important that you continue doing as you had before your divorce, but it is important that you use opportunity as it presents itself to do whatever you can for the Lord. There will always be more work to do in the church than there will be willing hands to do it. Obviously, someone must reach out, take the first step, and strive to succeed. If you do not do it, no one will. If you do not do it now, it will never be done. And if you do not do it here, it will be done nowhere. Doing the Lord's work is a responsibility of the divorcee in the church, and there is work that you can start today. Earlier I suggested that additional aspects of Christian service would open to you because of your divorce. Other women with family problems or with difficulty in adjusting their lives after a divorce need your companionship, sympathy, and concern. Although you may feel unqualified to say or to do anything really concrete or helpful, the presence of your interest and Christian love will be of great value to them. Very often, just having someone near who cares is the difference between despair and hope. Divorce, as you well know, is one of life's most crushing experiences. Yet, because you have survived this crisis, they will know that they, too, can survive. Thus, simple kindness expressed through sincere concern may be the best thing anyone could do to help them. There is one additional but important service that you might render in a few cases, that of recommending a Christian counselor of known competence. While the elders and ministers of the Lord's Church are dedicated, hard-working men, not all of them are able to do satisfactory family counseling. Because you are a divorcee and a Christian, you are uniquely qualified to find, to recognize, and to recommend suitable counsel for those you are helping. When you use your experiences to help others through their crises, you are very much like Christ, who used his stripes to our great advantage. If now that you are divorced, you are without immediate family, you may find that you have more time and energy to give to the work of the church. Loneliness will not be a problem for you if you engage your hours in helping others. One of the better cures for loneliness is to be continuously occupied in doing the Lord's work. Even the doing of crafts and arts and lesson preparation for children, for example, although a task often performed alone, will help overcome loneliness. Helping others who are without the great resources of the Savior is, however, a greater calling than work done by oneself. Yet, each should do what they have talent and ability to do. If you have children from the marriage to support and to raise, you have the awesome responsibility of being both father and mother, both provider and homemaker. For you, then, the most important work in the church is to raise your children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. There is no requirement for other work in the church beyond the completion of this most necessary and rewarding task. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. If, however, you have the time and the energy to do some of the jobs that were mentioned previously, you should do them. In so doing, you will set an example of service and commitment for your children. But never let attempts to carry out additional responsibilities interfere with the raising of your children. Raising them to be Christians and instilling in them the way of truth is absolutely your highest priority job in the church. Because this important job is now being done without the help of a husband, you will be spending more time and more energy than you would have thought possible only a short while ago. Aside from assuming total responsibility, you will have to learn new skills like auto and home repairs so you will be able to do essential tasks for your family's welfare. These demands will sometimes seem to be overwhelming, but you must not become discouraged. The prize that success will bring, the offering of children won to the cause of Christ with that of a mother steadfast in adversity, is well worth all of your sacrifices. Because Christ is the means, the ends are great. Keep your thoughts on things above and your eyes on the Savior, and you will succeed. Thank you for your call.